Chapter 45. At last, Rod opened his eyes. Joshua, sitting by him, tried to hide his relief. He pushed a lock of hair back from his son's forehead. Rod's face was ghastly pale, but Joshua told himself that could be an effect of the eerie light in this cavern to which Sancho had brought them. Rod tried to speak, licked his lips, tried again with a voice that was a dry rasp.
Dad.
Joshua could barely hear him over the soft echoes of the unending long call. I'm here. Don't talk too much. Rod was lying on a bed of moss, with survival blankets above and below, his own orange flight suit bundled up under his head for a pillow, the white med pack open on the ground nearby. Now Joshua lifted Rod's head slightly and held a cup of water for him. Rod drank greedily to Joshua's relief.
That's good, Rod said, his voice stronger now. Tastes kind of organic, but good.
Are you hungry?
Rod thought about it.
No, I don't think so.
Good. I've been trying to feed you while you slept, or when you were half awake, anyhow. A broth your mother would have approved of, with some of the troll's patent herbal medicine sprinkled on top.
Yum.
He glanced around.
Where are we?
Somewhere around West 230 million, probably, if the records of the Armstrong 2 are accurate.
Dad, I don't care. I mean, this place we're in. What is it? Some kind of cave?
Something like that.
Joshua looked around at the complex roof over his head, the mushrooms and ferns the size of small trees themselves, the soft greenish glow that shone from the roof and walls and permeated everything, and the underground lake, its shore a few paces away, tranquil, glimmering, itself so vast it was almost as if it had a horizon at the place where the earthen sky of this chamber descended to touch the ground. He tried to remember how he had first struggled to take it all in when the trolls had brought them both down here 2 days ago. Or was it three? Time was fluid in this unchanging light.
Take it easy, he advised his son now. Let it all sink in. We're in no rush, and we're safe here. As safe as we would be anywhere in the long earth, I think, thanks to the trolls.
I can hear the trolls, Rod said now. That song they're singing.
The mostly elderly trolls who inhabited this place, evidently librarians like Sancho himself, liked to spend their days sitting in small groups, four or five or six of them, singing softly together, and the voices of those groups themselves combined, as if the whole was an ensemble of individual small choirs. The result was music that washed around the cavern in an unending wave, breaking, intensifying, complexifying, every so often coming to a peak as all the choirs joined in together.
I never heard a song like it, Rod said.
Get used to it. Down here they sing all the time.
It's beautiful, though.
It's part of the long call, I think. And yet there's something familiar about it. I'm trying to remember.
This is a troll place, isn't it? A refuge. They saved us.
Oh, yes. After you dived into the fire and saved a few of them. I have never put my hope in any other but in you, O Sancho.
Rod, settling back on his pillow, pulled a face.
What? Old movie lines even now, Dad?
Joshua frowned.
Not a movie line. On the other hand, I can't remember where it does come from.
He massaged his temples.
Something older than any movie. Sister Georgina would have known.
Rod was looking around.
Dad? What fire?
I don't remember how I got here.
What do you remember? He shook his head.
That animal in the river that seemed to be hypnotizing little Matt. And you charged in. If you pull a stunt like that again,
oh, can it, Dad? You'd have done the same.
So after that?
You were taken away by the singing beast from the river. Rod, as best I can figure it, that animal is a humanoid predator that specializes in taking trolls. And it seems to be based here on this world, which is a kind of locus for the trolls, if not a home world exactly. Good hunting for a troll killer. Anyhow, the beast brought you here, to its world.
How? By stepping?
Kind of. Long story. And we, Sancho and I, had to come get you back. You don't remember any of that? The big trees?
What big trees? Dad, I must have been out for hours.
Days, actually. The singer had you for days. Rod touched the back of his head, wincing.
Feels like I'm one big bruise back here.
The singer must have kept tapping you to keep you out.
Tapping? Easy for you to say.
Didn't feed you, though, and you're badly dehydrated. I've been pouring water into you, from the lake, which is why it tastes funny, probably.
What lake? Never mind. Why didn't it just kill me? I was prey.
Joshua shrugged. Maybe it was planning some game with you. Have its young hunt you or practice their fake long calls on you. To it, you must have been just a funny-looking troll.
Lucky for me, I guess, Rod said doubtfully.
And lucky for both of us that Sancho saved us.
Ooh.
The big troll lumbered up to join them. He squatted down by Rod's prone body and fingered the survival blanket regretfully. Rod, feeble but determined, peeled the blanket off his legs and handed it to Sancho.
Have it back, big guy. I'm done borrowing it.
Huh.
With an expression of satisfaction, Sancho pulled the blanket over his shoulders, where it looked like it belonged, Joshua thought. And when Joshua looked back to Rod, he had slumped back to sleep.